Satnam. Hello, everybody. Shakti activators, goddess ground troops, god ground troops. This is what we were just laughing about a minute ago when we were just doing our little check-in. And what we were talking about, the intention, the purpose, and the divine experience of being together as a group on the Shakti activation or Shakti activator calls. We do enjoy the presence of our master teacher, Yogi Bhajan, who comes through every week and helps us not only on these calls, but we were just being reminded by our beautiful goddess sister Shastra that he's been coming through and helping her, like, just to organize some things for her health and her life, so we can remember to always call upon our guides and our teacher to help us make it through the 3D density so that we can unify, sync up to the higher dimensions, move into the crystalline frequencies, and the crystalline beings that we are. And as we move into our crystalline self, it's really the allowing the reflection of our soul, our expanded divine true self, to come more and more into the light of this dimension and shine through our body so that everything we see, feel, and touch turns to a beautiful, divine, crystalline color. So that means that we have a lot more choices. I don't want to make it too esoteric. But it just means that we're basically reflecting the light in every situation. So becoming a crystalline being, which means like experiencing the reflection of our soul in our physical body, means that we're able to channel light, see light, be light, reflect light, the light of love, the light of the divine, the light of what we need, the light of uplifting others. So light, as we know, disperses the darkness so that we can see the way through to this period of time, from the Piscean to the Aquarian age to the end of the Mayan calendar, whatever it's been called, to the Native American prophecies, to this time of purification, that we can basically stay embodied in physical form, being the holders of the light, the way showers, the light workers, the light players, whatever we are, and also get the support that we need through this time, because it can be a tendency for the light workers, so to speak, to get drained by basically giving, maybe it's about understanding the way Yogi Bhajan describes it, is about working with the tattvas and working with our relationship to our own soul embodiment in relationship to this dimension. And that's what we've been talking about these last few weeks, how to work with the mind to connect our minds with the universal mind so we don't feel alone during these times. And then once we can breathe into that, meditate into that, experience the expansion of our mind, which is a vehicle of our soul, and connect with the universal mind or the field of the higher frequencies, the divine, the flow of the divine, we can get the support to help us move through these densities and not feel alone. So I do feel that's a really important pivotal piece during this time of change on Mother Earth that we've all, they say, been chosen for and volunteered for. So I'm not exactly sure how that works, but that's what we're told. We chose it, and we've been chosen for this time period on the earth. So I just want to acknowledge everybody and to share the gratitude from my heart that you're all here to anchor in these frequencies and be together right now on these calls. So thank you. Okay, so we used to start out with a little, you know, talking about what the planets and stars are doing so we can know what we're being influenced by. And we can, if we have certain feelings or energies that we're feeling during the week or in our own self, we kind of know what we need to focus on and what's focusing on us. So it's really kind of like coming out of the dark into just saying, hey, okay, this is what I'm working with. I'm working with the Saturn energy, so maybe I feel kind of heavy and I've got to really focus on something. Or maybe I'm working with, you know, we just had a new moon. It's a good time to start a new cycle. So I can notice that I'm wanting to focus on some new energies, some new feelings, some new projects. So I'm going to call that into being. So it's good to kind of be working with what's going on the bigger picture, whether it's our mind with the universal mind or tuning ourselves to the earth, to the stars, so that this time is really about getting in the alignment, feeling that we're connected in the higher way with the flow of the divine, with the flow of the universe, with our God selves, our goddess selves. So we don't feel isolated. We're coming out of a whole period of time where we had the shift of the ages is that the direction that we were being given by spirit was, you know, go do your own thing, you know, look out the Piscean age, look outside yourself for authority, you have to go to Tibet and find, you know, to find special teachings about how to become enlightened, and they're only for a few people, basically men. So, you know, go away and be an individual, and, you know, we were basically in the dark ages. But now the mother's calling us back, and this is the time of the mother that's calling us back into her womb, into the feeling of being unified and knowing that we're part of everything. So as we understand what the astrology is, it's just one way of understanding and feeling into that we are a part of the flow of the planets, the earth, of Gaia. So understanding the astrology is really about getting reconnected in our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Good, so Yogi Bhajan's smiling and nodding his head. So just as you're here on the call, because we have people that listen later too, but whenever you listen, just to know that the frequency, whatever you need healing with, you can allow the calibration to that healing frequency. Yogi Bhajan is here giving us calibrations that we need, giving us alignments, giving us light, whatever you want to call us. So you could just breathe and feel the touch of the Master, the miracles of the Master working through you, whatever miracles that you want to call forth for yourself or for the planet. That this call is a call really to call forth miracles. Beautiful. Okay, good. Good. All right. So let's see, talk a little bit about astrology. We still are in Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, and the reason we've been talking a lot about aligning our mind with the universal mind or with the divine or activating our divine selves is this is the time. This is the divine activation time to really feel the expansion of our souls and let go of the limitations of things that have been holding us back. So we're merging back with the consciousness of oneness, the Ekankar, the universal feeling. So whoever you are, whatever you're feeling, however your individual self works, whether you're a water sign or an earth sign or a fire sign or air sign, everybody has their own ways that they process and function on the planet. But this is a time to experience the connection of your soul and accept whatever processes you're going through, whatever limitations you might have. And I was just laughing and kind of talking about it with a couple friends of mine a little while ago, my sister being having a lot of water in her chart, and she was talking about how she feels these swirls of emotions. And another friend who was talking about being at one with his own duality. So we were just laughing about how whatever individual energies or tattvas or processes we have, to be into the neutral mind, the bigger space, the connection with the soul, and watch our processes go on, but not feel that there's something wrong with us, basically, to put it in simple terms. So we do have a lot of water happening on the planet right now, snowstorms and rainstorms, and Gaia is cleansing herself. So it is a time that probably within our own individual selves that emotions could be stirred up. So this is really a great time of release again into the Pisces energy. Pisces is a water sign. Pisces is the depth of the ocean. We're merging back like a drop of water into the ocean so that we are the drop of water and we are the ocean. So our individual self is the drop of water and the ocean is our soul. We're moving back into the unified field where we get to experience the oneness of our soul connection with the divine, with God, with Goddess, with each other. So this is the Pisces. This is what the Pisces astrology really means. So whatever limitation or frustration might come up for you, you can breathe into the Pisces frequency during this time. Pisces is really a time of miracles. So when we can merge back into that bigger field, then the field can serve us. The miracle field can come and serve us. So it's about meeting the miracles. This would be a time to meet the miracles. Pisces astrology is a time to meet the miracles where we can, as we feel that we're not alone and we can open up and merge, then the miracles can actually come into us like drinking water. And we've worked a lot with water, the water tattva in the past, but it's also a good time to remember that where you can just hold your glass of water and just feel whatever vibration you want to put into that before you drink that, like love or miracles or, you know, whatever it is for you, healing, and then drink your water. So it's a time to work with merging the water element and meeting the miracles. So it's an interactive process. Being in this field, this Pisces field, is really an interactive process where Aries is kind of more individual, where we kind of focus on ourselves more. But this is, Pisces is really an interactive process. As we meet and merge into the field of the divine can meet us and come to us. So it's a time during Pisces to allow the divine to serve you. Allow the divine to serve you. Allow God to serve you. Allow the field of oneness. Allow that vortex that we all come from to serve you. So it's a time to really let go of resistance. So you can think about when you just merge in water, it really helps to let go of the resistance. So it's a time to really let go of the resistance and know that you deserve the divine to serve you. I know it's really about if the self-esteem issues come up, that you are worthy. You are beautiful. You deserve to be totally served by the divine. During what could be kind of difficult time on the planet, beautiful. So that's the overriding view of this astrological time. And then we have, as we said, we just had a new moon. So this time is also about opening up to new energies, new projects, new frequencies, thinking about what it is, how you want to move forward, what you want to create as a co-creator, creative being. We're always creating. So to have conscious creation, what you want to bring forth. So this is, we're still in that time of focusing on what we want to bring forth and what the feeling of what would expand us. And to be clear about how we want to hold that frequency for ourselves in relationship to the divine and not get all like diverted. Like in other words, not give too much of yourself away. Because remember, we started talking about it before, we've got that Mars in Libra. So Mars would be how we bring forth our new projects, our new creative projects. But Libra is the balance, North Node in Libra right now. So yes, we're working with other people, with other relationships, but it's about balancing our boundaries with what other people want, with other people's boundaries. So in other words, don't get too merged in the divine that you forget to take care of yourself. So that's what I'm finding, that I have a lot of new energies and ideas and people coming into my life, but I do need time for myself. We'll put it very simply. I mean, I'm doing that. I'm almost having to schedule in time for myself because so much is going on and so many people are just showing up and so many possibilities are showing up. I'm thinking, wow, I need to schedule time to, you know, do my laundry, do my yoga, things like that. So it may be difficult to communicate if somebody's, you know, pushing on you too much, but again, then we can move into communicating from the heart, breathing into your heart, and just feeling that space of love and acceptance for ourselves first, for yourself first, and then just saying, okay, well, this is a good time. Okay, from this time to this time. You know, I'm noticing, too, that I'm needing to set beginning and end time boundaries, not just like, oh, yeah, come over. I'm needing to notice that also. So that's all Mars and Libra energies that the astrology is trying to get us to pay attention to getting our needs met also. And in this new moon, it's also a time of healing. We had the new moon conjunct Chiron. So Chiron's a wounded healer. So this time could also be like a healing crisis. And what we need to do to heal some of our wounded cells, our emotional issues, or maybe body issues, so however that shows up for you. So it's time to move into the dream time. Pisces is the dream time. Neptune, god of the ocean, unity consciousness. So Pisces is definitely not 3D. So it's time to move into the dream and feel that feeling on the level of our soul. We are perfect. We have the perfect blueprint around us, and we can bring that perfect blueprint into 3D, into our physical body. So if we have any physical issues, that we can align with our perfect, divine, healed, whole, and perfect self. So this may be a time of chaos, but those are some of the astrological reference points. And we could talk about more, but let's not get too diverted here. We'll talk a little bit more about the soul, the unified field, and the mind, and continue our theme of that. So what we have, as we work with what we've been, as I said, we've been working with this process of divine separation, and now we're coming back into divine unity. So as we come back into unity, the yogis tell us that as the soul has and the physical body have come into being, we have gone through what they call 31 stages of separation, going from that feeling of complete oneness where we're not in bodies, we are just a soul merging with the divine oneness, the divine soul. Like we are the ocean, we haven't separated out to that drop of water where we can be conscious of our consciousness. So with this Pisces energy, we can feel that complete unity, but we also know that as we move down from the level of complete oneness, it's the number of stages we go through. So the last five stages are the tattvas, which are the aspects that give rise to these qualities of matter and sensation. So as we work with the tattvas, and we've been working with the water element a lot, the emotions and the Pisces and all the rain and snow on the planet, we know that the five tattvas are the most dense layers. So it's about like knowing like, okay, I'm working with my emotions, I'm working with the water element. Now let me add some air, and I'm feeling, you know, maybe like buried by the snow or buried by these feelings. So let me add air and breathe into that and move into meditation, move into the breath, move into focusing on the vision, the dream, the Neptune, the Pisces, and go back into merging, knowing that the tattvas are only the five densest layers, earth, air, fire, water, and earth, the final structure of 3D. So as we have come from our oneness, and I'm talking about the Pisces experience, I'm relating this to astrology, as we've come out of the oneness, because God created Maya and nature to learn about himself. So we're really here just to reflect the light of the divine that we talked about, from carbon to crystalline beings. As we become the reflection, as we have our experiences, and in every experience we can reflect the light of the divine, we come down to what's called Kirti, which is what God created nature to experience his own or her own God self or goddess self. So this is where it comes into connection with getting aligned with astrology and Gaia herself and the Earth. And we've talked a lot about the center of Gaia, the center of Earth, is crystalline in structure. So it's the crystalline energy, the piezoelectric effect, the vibration of the crystals that allows us to raise, and the connection with Gaia that allows us to be grounded on the Earth and connected with these higher frequencies of the divine. So leaving the planet doesn't necessarily connect us with the higher frequencies. So we can be embodied in 3D, become crystalline beings of light, but it has to do with connecting with nature. So it's really important to we've been talking about taking walks in nature and breathing and feeling our feet walking on the earth. So it could be walking in snow and just feeling the little snowdrops melting on your nose, or if you're in someplace warm, you can walk barefoot like me. I mean, I could walk barefoot on the beach, but it's a little cold right now. So connecting with the crystalline frequencies of Gaia and the Earth has to do with us being able to experience all 31 dimensions, 31 steps at this time in this field of the divine, in the Pisces, Neptune, Dreamtime energy. So we have, that's the first step, it's to feel. The first step of reconnecting with our expansive soul self is to feel the crystalline frequency of Gaia helping us move from carbon-based or lower 3D density beings into interfacing with the divine. So if you think of a crystal, like the little crystals that you put in your windows, the little sanctuary crystals, and how they turn and reflect the rainbow light, so that's what we're becoming. So that helps us feel that we're not confined, that we're not trapped in 3D. And the first step or the first agreement that was made when we agreed to become separate raindrops or seemingly separate from the ocean of love, the ocean of the divine, was we were given prana, which is our breath, which is breathing. And we all have a certain amount of prana that we work with. And yogis say we have a certain number of breaths, and then we merge back with the divine, because the soul said, I don't want to feel that I'm going to be separated from the field of the divine, from God, from goddess. I don't want to have an endless amount of separation. So there was an agreement that we would come with a certain amount of prana, and then we'd merge back into the divine. So that's the first step that happened when we came into body. And the second step that we were given with this body, so we're given prana, one, two. The second step is we were given a subtle body, and that's our meditative mind. Yogically, that's the ninth body. Is anyone else on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you lost her.
Yeah, I'm here. I wonder what happened. Very interesting.
She'll call back when she realizes we're not on.
Yeah. I heard a click and then she disappeared.
Yeah, we all did. So she doesn't know.
It's weird how this keeps happening.
Or maybe not so weird.
Well, yeah, you're right, but I mean, it's interesting how it happens almost every
Sorry,
call.
Sorry, everybody.
We,
I don't know. I think we blow the circuit. I think we blow the circuit. I'm just like really feeling this, you know, connection, and then all of a sudden it's like, and my phone rarely drops calls. I'd say like almost never, so.
That's hysterical.
Isn't it hysterical?
It is. It's funny.
I don't know. Limited passes when we're such divine electric high voltage beings.
We're frying the line.
We're on a short circuit. We're frying the line. Okay. I'm just going to go briefly and then we're going to meditate. There's three aspects that we're becoming aware of that have to do with merging back with the divine. Okay, so the first one's prana, and that has to do with the breath, and that allows us to feel our connection with our soul, or with the unified field, or with the Pisces energy. Okay, that's one. The second one that I was talking about when we fried the line was the subtle body, which has to do with the meditative mind, which means that we can feel, it gives us the ability through the subtle body or the meditative mind to feel our connection with other energies, with the unified field when we're in the physical body. And this has to do with miracles, with healing other people, with being in sync. It allows us to synchronize up with, oh, okay, I need this thing. I need, you know, something. I need something for my healing. It allows, you know, Yogi Bhajan to come in and help us arrange things. Or, you know, or I'm wanting this or that, and that person comes into my life that provides that. That's all. The subtle body arranges connections. We'll put it that way. It keeps us connected. So we're given prana. We're given the subtle body. And then we're also given these tattvas, which help us, when we work with them, it can balance our dignity and our divinity in the physical body. So the tattvas help us connect with the dignity and the divinity of our soul in the physical body. And as I said, we're working a lot with the water element. So whatever it is that we're feeling, like emotions, remember to, as I said, setting boundaries for ourselves or taking care of ourselves first, maybe, so that we can retain our own dignity in relationship to our divinity, which means simply, if we're going to help somebody else do something, take care of yourself first. Don't overextend yourself. So I'm just trying to make this very simple English. But these are what we're working with right now. So we're given the a certain set of qualities. We're given a certain capacity, and we know how to work with these tattvas, these elements, and our soul in the physical body. Now we can function as the light players, the Shakti activators, the beings that we are here to be. So in other words, we can manage all this change. So there's a way to understand what we're given to manage the change that we're going through, the change of merging back with the divine while being in a physical body, which is also called the ascension. Supposedly it's never really happened on a mass level. Yeah, there's been different groups of beings that we've heard about, like maybe the Mayans or other people that have ascended. They've all left at one time. They all just disappear. But in terms of having an opportunity for people planetary-wise with Earth, with Gaia, to all move into a higher frequency and create a planet without war, a heart-connected planet, a planet of peace, a planet of love, a golden age, whatever, you know, where there's no hunger, there's no poverty. Moving into that frequency as a planet has never been done before. So this is definitely a time of transition, so that's why we're talking about what we're working with and what we've been given to help us through this time, which is, okay, prana, three. Somebody, and the capacity to work with these energies, the divinity, the dignity and the divinity, our ability to connect with the divineness of our own soul. And remember, we've been talking about the different qualities, the tamasic, rajasic, and sattvic qualities. So the sattvic are the lighter qualities, like wearing white and consciously breathing and all those things that activate our divinity. Okay, good. I think we made it through without short-circuiting the line anymore. Okay, so now we're going to chant together. And we're going to chant together bountiful, beautiful, blissful, to really feel that self-love. So just go ahead and breathe and take another breath. And fill your root as well as your third eye, your connection with your feet and Gaia, the crystalline frequencies, and the divine frequencies, getting them all running through your body. And remember that Yogi Bhajan is right here with us.
I am bound to hold. I am the one who is 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 That was beautiful.
Thank you, Linda. I'm kind of swirling around. I thought it was really beautiful. I just feel like this is a really beautiful call. Did you like what we talked about, Linda?
Yes.
I thought that was kind of important to talk about what Spirit gave us to experience our divine selves while we're struggling through 3D sometimes. Oh, yeah, I have prana. Oh, yeah, I have my subtle body. Oh, yeah, I have my divine nature. I like that. You like that, right? You like that?
Yes,
yeah.
It's a nice reminder of what we can run to when we need it most.
Thanks. Well, I feel like we're all merged in this ocean of love right now, so... Thank you, everybody. It's a beautiful call today, and I look forward to being with everybody in this ocean of love with our subtle bodies. So we'll breathe to that. We'll deep breathe to that. And the mantra for the week is bountiful, beautiful, blissful, and the prana is to breathe deeply and remember your divine nature. So thank you, everybody. Love you all.
Love you, too.
Okay. Sat-nam. Bye.